This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Priyanka Sahai and you're tuned into Setting Sail, our weekly podcast where we get you the country's best known entrepreneurs and investors to tell you the stories by themselves. Now, becoming an entrepreneur takes a lot of sweat and blood. And playing the role of an investor is none easier, for they have to spot these gems from among hundreds and hundreds of people. Our today's guest is one such investor who put his heart and money at the right place some half a dozen years ago. That's right, because some of his early investments have gone to become the top unicorns of the country. Having invested in over 130 startups, including hospitality firm Oyo, Sanjay Mehta has now also launched a venture fund called 100X VC. Sanjay is there with us on the phone line today. Thank you so much, Sanjay, for taking time out for us.
Thank you, Priyanka. Thanks for inviting at Money Control.
Absolutely. That's a pleasure, Sanjay. And, you know, I'll begin by asking you that you've been investing in startups all these years. And if I'm not wrong, there was a report which stated you as one of the most active angel investors in the first half of 2019, surpassing the likes of Billy Bansal and Sachin Bansal, who've been actually quite active after their exits from Flipkart. Now, my question to you is that you have any which way been investing in startups. What eventually motivated you to launch 100X VC in the first place?
My belief is that early stage ecosystem is starved of capital. And I wanted to do something where I'm able to access large volume of deals rather than doing one by one. So wanted to bring an efficiency in investing and building startups. So typically when I invest into any startups, I also handle them to their next milestones and their next round of funding. So I wanted to do a largest kind of a class model. So here we will be inducting across 20 to 30 startups in every class, 4 class every year, so which means every quarter we will be inducting across 20 to 30 startups, and in a year overall around 100 odd startups is where we are looking to fund and help them with their next growth capital.
Okay. And having said that, what is the growth capital going to be like? What is the average ticket size that you're looking to invest across these startups?
So we would be giving them the initial funding, which is going to be from 25 lakhs to 100 lakhs. So that's the ballpark range. And with our model, we will be running a VC pitch day in which the startups, the 20 to 30 startups in every class will be able to pitch to 100 odd investors in a room, where it is today difficult for any startup to reach to 100 odd investors at one go. So we are giving them a platform where they are able to showcase their idea at one go to large set of investors. At that point in time, their ability to raise the next round of growth funding will be visible. And we are hoping that at least 80 to 90% of the whole class will be able to raise the next round.
So if I got it right, or correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that apart from the money that you'd be investing, you'll also be inviting other investors to come and participate in that round. Is that so, or will that be more of an exposure that you'll be bringing on board for the follow-on round?
No, this is going to be for the follow-on round. So we will be investing this seed stage money and then working with the startup like a finishing school where we'll help them build the business model, do the pricing strategy. In short, make them investable and then present across to the family office, the micro VCs, the angel networks. We want to become the feeder to the complete ecosystem.
Okay. And you also are a part of most of the angel networks, and you've invested actively being under the umbrella of a bunch of these angel investment firms. Now, will you not be in a direct competition with any of those?
So angel investors or the angel groups typically look across investing in tune of anywhere around 2 crore to 5 crore. Those are the typical deal size where I have led across. So my belief is that for them, this is more of a curated deal which I am giving, and where we have our skin in the game. I have already led the deal, put in the money, and I have proved saying that this is an investable company. Mm-hmm. And now I am offering them, saying that why don't you take this company to the next round with the growth capital. So because they are putting in larger quantum of money, there is no competition. In fact, as I mentioned across, we will be actually feeder to them.
Okay, so it's like you're preparing, you're baking the clay in the oven and then producing it to them as a fine product through which they can, you know, begin the next round of journey. All right. So what I would also like to ask is that how is it different? How is 100x VC different from any of the other institutional funds which are existing in the market, or from a venture debt fund which also does a lot of small ticket size investments? Help me understand if this money is coming from your balance sheet, or do you have a fixed corpus as such?
So regularly, the VC fund which are doing across, they raise third party capital and they invest across larger ticket size deals across, and that side of it is more like a debt which the founders have to repay, like a loan with an interest and an upside. Mm-hmm. So between both of them, what we do across right now is to invest our own capital. So Mehta Ventures is my family office, so we are sponsors to the fund, and we would be using our balance sheet to fund this company as and when we find opportunities. So there is no fixed corpus which is required. As and when we find opportunities, and which we believe we would be doing across around 100 odd investments.
You very famously got 280 times the money you invested in Oyo in a recent exit. And, you know, that is being seen as one of the most successful angel investor exit in the country. According to you, if I were to ask you, what is the conventional average exit rate of angel investments in India, and where do you think your investments are positioned there?
So if I were to share some numbers, I have got a variety of exits, be it 10x kind of exit with Unboxed or so. If I have to tell across the right numbers for my investments up to March 2019, which is my personal investment, I'm leaving out my family office investments.
Yeah.
Around 100 odd investments, which is my personal.
Mm-hmm.
I have generated in last 7 years IRR of 113% cash on cash.
Okay.
And 103% IRR, which is locked in, which means overall portfolio, which I'm yet to exit. So mm-hmm. I've returned 19x of the capital with my 12 exits, and 7.4x of my capital is still holded, which means on the last valuation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mark down the companies as zero value if they have not raised money in last 3 years. So with this whole construct, it has been a fairly rewarding journey.
Absolutely. I'm very sure that the numbers are quite impressive. And on that note, I would also like to ask you, what I read somewhere was that you've also been accused of being addicted to investing in startups. And with the amount of exits that you are getting back, I don't think there's any need to complain. But I would still want to ask you, what is the key thing that you look at when you evaluate a startup? And do you actually think that being addicted to investing in startup is something which is correct?
I would say that this is more of passion driven, because I like building companies which are early stage. So as an angel, when I was running my individual investment, I used to look at almost 200 deals a month. And if I would have to, if it doesn't look like bragging, but if I have to see if 10 investments are announced, at least 4 or 5 investments would have gone through my desk kind of evaluation.
Okay.
So in that sense, I've been actively looking at startups which are at early stage, work with the founders. And the quote which has been put across, it's more of addiction in terms of building the companies. It's not about just giving money. This is not a wealth product. See, the challenge which happens across with most of the angel investment or the networks, they sell this like a wealth product. This is not a wealth product. You really have to work with founders to help them build the company. If you can't give a FaceTime to founders and just give a blind pool of money, it doesn't work. So idea here is to work actively with the companies, help them reach to their next milestone. most of the angels or most of the entrepreneurs like me who have built companies and sold, we have got a wealth of knowledge in terms of how the companies are built, how the teams are built across, how to go to market. So that's where we bring a lot of value to this company, which gets accelerated in their business because of our more than money help, the help what we give across.
Right. Okay. And you know, as much as you would like to say that people like you and angels, and I would agree to that, that you have lots of expertise in how to run a business, for that matter, you can go ahead and guide a startup. But when we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of startups, I'm sure you'll be needing to build a team, you'll need a strategy in place, you'll need, ancillary staff to ensure that the handholding happens and happens in the right way. So what sort of an expansion is lined up there? What amount of people will you be roping in to ensure that the process goes on smoothly?
So first and foremost, the way we have structured our class model is the way where we are engaging across on a 30 to 90 days model, and individually we will be working across with each of the startups on a one-to-one mentoring. And I have my partner called Ninad Karpe. He has been an ex-MD and CEO of Eptech Limited, which is a public listed company. And he will be driving most of this strategy side of it and the mentoring side, because he has also built and ran large companies at scale. Then one of my other colleagues is Yagnesh Sangrajka, who was a CFO at MT Educare, Mice Tutorial, and Hinduja Group. And Shashank Rande, who was earlier working in BC Circle and Z Nation Lab. So this is the first initial set of team which is going to work in the first cohort. And I think we have got a fairly good team assembled across who can quickly work across with startups and help them reach to the next milestones. Plus, we are also inviting a lot of mentors who can champion the cause of these founders. And we are in a mode of recruitment of these mentors who will closely work across as a domain experts or subject matter expertise on various startups, be it food tech, be it across retail. So we have got various mentors who are from CIO, CTO community to a couple of CEOs who have run businesses are coming forward to help us on this mentoring side.
Okay, I heard you talk about food tech and retail and stuff. Now, these are some of the culprits, these are some of the startups that have raised multiple rounds of investment so far, and have actually, some of them have managed to gain the unicorn status. Now, going forward, will your fund be investing in much of these sectors, or there are some niche new sectors that you'll be mostly keen on?
So our belief is that today India, there are around 26 unicorns and maybe another 30-40 unicorns. The sectors where we believe the next set of unicorns will emerge across by 2025, we believe that India will be housing across 200 unicorns, and for which we believe the sectors to focus is, one is fintech, e-commerce and marketplace, internet software and services, healthcare, and finally AI, robotics and big data. So five space which we want to actively focus, mm-hmm. But we are sector agnostic. So assumably if I get across a space deal, aerospace deal, so we would be definitely looking at it.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you, Sanjay, for taking time out for us. And I'm sure that, India is headed towards having a huge bunch of unicorns soon. The unicorns will gradually develop and become unicorns, and the time is not far away. And on that note, I would like to thank you for taking time out for us and sharing all of this.
Thank you, Priyanka. Thank you so much for inviting at Money Control.
So that's all that we have for this episode of Certic Fail. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or queries, you can write down to us. Our email is mcpodcast@nw18.com. Till then, for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.